Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Not everything that everybody preaches is word seed.
Right.
There's a lot of dud seed. But if it's the word and it's anointed, it's living, it's eternal, it's incorruptible. And if you'll receive it, it will do miraculous things in you, in your spirit, in your mind, in your emotions, in your body, in your marriage, in your family, in your finances, in your profession. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Brother Schambach, great tent preacher, used to say, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. Well, how do you get faith? All you need is a word from God. Right? Because then that word can give you faith, and with that faith, that faith overcomes the world.
Amen.
It can overcome any problem. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Go to Luke 8, please. Well, the more I preach this, the more it grows. It seems like at some point we need to get past the introduction. But y'all plan on coming back, or you don't have to do everything today. Luke 8, verse 4, is some of the most amazing teaching that Jesus gave us about word seed. Word seed. It says, when much people were gathered together, they were come to Jesus out of every city, he spoke a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Keep reading for the next several verses. Some fell upon a rock. As soon as it sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Some fell among thorns. A thorn sprang up with it and choked it. Other fell on good ground. How many like when you talk about the good ground? Good ground. And sprang up and bare fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, he that has ears to hear, let him hear. Keep going. His disciples asked him, saying, what might this parable be? He said, to you it's given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Just because you hear the word doesn't mean you get it. Jesus said, now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Everybody say this out loud. The seed is the word of God. Say it again. The seed is the word of God. One more time. The seed is the word of God. Word seed. Hallelujah. I'm excited about word seed. I don't know if you can tell it or not, but I'm stirred up about this. The seed is the word of God. So how does the word work? Like a seed. Many have not gotten this revelation. I went to minister visit somebody in the hospital one time. This is many years ago. And I started trying to talk to them about going over some word on healing. And they said, oh, you mean the Bible? I said, yeah. They said, you know, I read some of that. You know, years ago, I've read that. So what was their mentality? If you've read it, you've read it. Do they have any concept that the word is seed?
No.
Got to be planted, and then it's got to be watered. No concept of that. And many folks are the same way. They say, well, I've been in church for X amount of years. I've been around this. Oh, yeah, I heard that back in the 60s. Yeah, yeah. Well, that don't mean a thing. Did you receive it? Have you watered it? Have you let it grow and develop in you? Because the word is a seed and it works like seed. And here he's describing four different types of ground that obviously covers all of humanity and their responses of these different grounds to the seed. And I believe the Lord gave me this phrase at the beginning, near the beginning of this series, that all the outcomes of this life and the next are the results of our response to God's word. I didn't say everything that happened to you, it was God, but the outcome of every situation in life will be the result of our response to His word. God has said something about everything. If people say, well, I don't know. The devil has convinced millions of people, including church-going people, that the Bible is archaic and you can't really understand it. And so they appreciate it. They respect it. Really, they don't. But they don't see it as their daily food.
That's right.
They don't see it as miraculous seed that if I'll get it off the page and get it in me, it'll produce a miracle. They don't believe that. They don't see that at all. But Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. God has a word for every situation in our life. Written word, or a word quickened by His Spirit with further detail, but there's a word. And in that word, like in a seed, is the miraculous power to develop and overpower and overcome whatever difficulty or lack or need there is. 1 Peter 2:24. By His stripes you were healed. Do you believe there's enough power in that word to heal everybody in the house and everybody in the state and everybody in the world? Do you believe that?
Yes.
It is. But you got to respect it. You got to treat it like what it is. Some people will have maybe a rare plant or a rare seed that they paid big money for. Maybe it's some rare orchid or something. Or a bulb. Oh, they take such care of it. And then they got to make sure it's in the right place. And then got to get enough sunlight. And then got to get enough water. If you just treated a scripture like that, you'd get miracles. You'd get miracles. And we will. We do and we will. Because we respect God around here. We value His word. We esteem His precious word. And we're learning more than ever how to receive it. How to treat it so as to get results. Did you notice that according to Jesus, 3 out of 4 people that heard the word got no results? 75% of the people that heard the word got 0 results, nothing. That's not something that we've emphasized enough. Is it because the word seed doesn't always work? It's incorruptible seed. It cannot. The seed, word seed of God cannot fail to come up if it's received. It's not a seed problem. It's a ground problem. Was it God's will and choice that those other 3 got no results? Was that His mysterious, mystical plan for them? No, no, no. It was their choice how they responded to the word. I believe I'm looking at some prime ground.
All right.
Good ground.
Yes.
Oh, that was a place for you to say yes, amen. I believe I'm looking at some good, rich, rich black Mississippi Delta soil that can grow anything. We got some friends, fellow ministers down in Samoa in the South Pacific. And that volcanic soil down there is so rich that you can take a tree, a little tree, cut off the top and the bottom for a post and put it in the ground. And it'll sprout roots and begin to grow into a tree again. Now, that's good ground. That's good ground. But you know as well as I do, you go out to New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, a lot of those dry, desert, arid places, and you plant a seed, you can come back in a few days, nothing. You can come back in a year, nothing. Don't have the soil for it, don't have the water for it. And even if you got great soil, it's got to be watered, doesn't it?
Yes.
It's got to be watered. It's got to get some sunlight. Sunlight. S-O-N. Like, got to get some sun. Like, what's sunlight? His presence.
Amen.
His presence. And water is more of the anointed word.
Amen.
His presence and his word. His spirit and his word will cause, in good ground, it will cause a miracle in the middle of you. Anybody getting stirred up about this besides me? Hold up your Bible. Look at all the seeds you got. Look at all the seeds you got in here. Healing seed, wisdom seed, right? Prosperity, abundance seed, deliverance, freedom seed, peace seed, joy seed. Is that right? What kind of seed? It's all, whoo. Glory to God. Where were we on Luke 8? No, we were past that. No, I'm scared. We weren't. This is the Jesus explaining the parable. The seed is the word of God. He says it again. Come on, say it out loud. The seed is the word of God. That's why I'm calling it word seed. Word seed, because our mind needs to get renewed. It's not just knowledge. It's miraculous seed.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.